So inasmuch as we have five spiritual faculties to be developed, we have five types of activities to develop them. We've got devotional meetings that I've already spoken about with pujas and that sort of thing. These help to develop the faculty of faith. Then we've lectures and classes, speakers class, question and answer meetings, library. These all help develop wisdom. Then of course we have things like being a member of the committee, looking after the accounts, issuing appeals for funds, and collecting the money, acknowledging the donations, sending the receipts, putting the stamps on the envelopes, posting them and all that sort of thing, then visiting the sick members, old members. All this helps to develop, of course, energy and vigour. I know some people don't feel very energetic or very vigorous when doing this sort of thing, but they really are putting forth a great deal of that particular faculty. Then, of course, we have the meditation classes. We have our retreats up at Biddulph. These all help develop samadhi, concentration, and meditation. So in this way, these four spiritual faculties are all provided for. There are activities corresponding to each one of them which helps develop that particular faculty or sense. Now what about mindfulness? We don't have a mindfulness class at the Vihara, but we don't have one for a very definite reason. Mindfulness should be practiced all the time. You can't have faith all the time, or not very easily. You can't certainly meditate all the time. You can't be wise all the time, certainly. But you can certainly be mindful. You can be aware all the time, at least most of the time. So, the fact that mindfulness is a faculty or a spiritual sense to be practiced constantly is hinted at, suggested by the fact there's no separate class for it, no separate course for it. We very rarely have even a lecture about it, because that would give a quite wrong, a quite misleading impression, perhaps. So this is the pattern, we may say, of Buddhist life and work. This is a sort of pattern we should try to develop in our own individual lives and collectively in our Buddhist activities as members of a spiritual community centered on a vihara. If we can do this, then of course our five spiritual faculties will blossom, or rather they'll all sort of run together, coalesce into one great big spiritual bloom, which will tread the path of the higher evolution. We shall have been not only introduced to Buddhism, we shall have become friends, even intimate friends, with Buddhism. As you all know, in our social life, introductions are meant to facilitate friendship. And I very much hope that this present series, now concluded on introducing Buddhism, has served this purpose of introducing you to this great subject and perhaps establishing bonds, links of friendship between you and it.